At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. It is Game Time Decisions here on a Monday night on SportsGrid. Kevin Walsh with you for the Knicks for the next 2 hours with so much to get to here on a Monday. The NBA playoffs are somewhat set. We have all the teams in the field. We have the play-in, which will begin tomorrow. Big news around the association, the firing of Mike Budenholzer in Phoenix, the New Orleans Pelicans let go of their general manager and maybe hiring Joe Dumars within the next week or so. The NBA, very busy. We will get to that. Not a main event, though, for tonight. The basketball main event would be the WNBA draft. Paige Bueckers heavily suggested she will be the first overall pick and going to Dallas in that slot. It is the Major League Baseball board that is calling our attention, though, on this Monday night with a lot of great games featuring some excellent pitchers, including the NL Cy Young favorite Paul Skeens and the reigning AL Cy Young winner Tarik Skubal, both booked as favorites on tonight's slate. We begin in Pittsburgh with the Skeens outing. And the expectations for Skeens are always massive and typically come with his own tab. If you are betting over on the FanDuel Sportsbook, his 6.5 strikeout prop is on the rise. That number at minus 148 is now minus 174. That is your most up-to-date number. A huge move there on Skeens, who is looking to bounce back. What has to be the worst start of his professional career is in the books, and it happened last game against St. Louis. 5 earned runs, a career high. Last season, his high was 4, and that only happened once. Only once did Paul Skeens, in his rookie season, 23 starts, give up more than 3 earned runs. A big reason why he made a push to win NL Cy Young last season. Skeens will need a bounce back here up against Washington. I think he will get it in the strikeout department. I'm going to pair him with another ace on tonight's slate, but not Tarik Skubal. Skubal, I'm a little bit more interested in going against. Skubal has lost his slot as a favorite to repeat the award, American League Cy Young favorite. That does belong to Boston's Garrett Crochet, the big offseason acquisition so far paying off big time for the Red Sox. They've won 3 of his 4 starts. He was no-hitting his former team in the Chicago White Sox quite a while into his most recent outing. 7 1/3, 11 strikeouts, just 1 earned run on Garrett Crochet in that game, currently pitching to a sub-1.4 ERA through his first 26 innings of this season. Not the same story when it comes to Tarik Skubal. Now, Skubal has still been very good, but his opening start, 5 innings, 4 earned against the Dodgers. Okay. 5 2/3 against Seattle, 3 earned, considering it was Seattle. Another loss. That was tough. Skubal, though, then has it going in excellent fashion, shutting out the New York Yankees through 6 innings. They did complete that shutout with the bullpens picking up the final third. They are only allowed 4 hits. But Skubal now, to me, unlike Skeens, is entering into a fade spot. tonight. Tariq Skubal, if you look towards last season, where, again, he was arguably baseball's best pitcher, 2.39 ERA in 31 starts, an 18-4 record, did not have consecutive games of shutout baseball, which is pretty remarkable to think about just how great this guy was. And that shows how often it was one earned or less. But it shows that Skubal certainly tonight should be giving up a run, if not multiple runs. And that takes me then to the Brewers lineup. Who can I back? Where can I back him? And it's going to be their best hitter. That's Jackson Chourio. He is off to a phenomenal start this season, flirting with a .300 batting average. It was a little bit slow through the first couple of games, maybe you could say, of this season. Certainly the 0-for-5 game against the Yanks, but he has not had many hitless outings since that moment. In fact, after the first game of the year, he didn't go hitless until the game on Sunday against Arizona. I like Chourio over 1.5 hit run RBI as a righty against a lefty, getting even money on one of the best hitters in the game, batting at the top of the lineup. I think is one of the nicest plays that you can make here on the Major League Baseball board. For Detroit, though, this is a team who last year, I think, caught a lot of people by surprise, rightfully so. And then this year, there were people ready and willing to back them at the window to be a legitimate threat in the American League. Well, through only 15 games, they're starting to make that feel realer and realer as the games go on. The AL Central is abysmal. It is. It is a division that is once again going to be propped up by the awfulness that is the Chicago White Sox. Though that may be unfair to Chicago, because they have just one fewer win and the same amount of losses as the preseason division favorite, Minnesota Twins. And the Twins have the worst run differential in this division right now. The Tigers are the only team in the division with a positive run differential and are now plus 110 favorites to win the AL Central. I think the far more interesting proposition on Detroit would be the plus 950 American League winner. We had a lot of conversations behind the scenes, I know. We had some of them here on the desk, and we'll work them in more and more. But where is the value in the American League? Many understandably feeling as if the Yankees were overpriced in the market. You could suggest some of that is through pedigree and name recognition. A lot of it, I think, had to do, though, with no one else clearly stepping up. If the Yankees were the best team in the American League, where would they rank, though, amongst all of baseball? The Dodgers were clear-cut number one. A lot more optimism around the Phils. Maybe the Mets. The Braves. I know they're struggling, but still, the Cubs. Now you look at, okay, we've played, again, 15 games. Yanks are 8-7. It's not a nightmare, right? The whole American League right now feels average. If that's going to be the case, then you're going to want a nice ticket. You want to go a little bit further down the board then in the American League. Maybe that team for you is the Detroit Tigers. Under the guidelines, when you get into the postseason, I get Tariq Skubal, and no one is going to be favored over Tariq Skubal, because looking at today's price in the game against Milwaukee, that is one of the stronger prices you could possibly imagine. The Brewers, I understand, are not world beaters sitting at 8-8. Milwaukee, though, is a preseason division favorite in their own building, always a tough out. Skubal's minus 160 on the road. This would be a minus 200 number comfortably if this game was in Detroit. Outside of the Dodgers showing up to Detroit with one of their best, I don't know if anyone would be booked as a favorite against Tariq Skubal there. I don't know how many teams would be booked against Tariq Skubal if even they were hosting that game. On the National League side of it, though, speaking of those Dodgers, all of a sudden, they have an even run differential. 74 runs scored, 74 runs allowed. There are two teams above them, and the Padres and the Giants, that are off to fantastic starts. Could the Dodgers bounce back tonight with the Padres coming, with the Rockies coming to town? Possibly so. Does it matter if the Padres keep winning? We'll dive into that next, right here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
All right, busy baseball night here on Game Time Decisions. We will get into the WNBA draft, which is in about an hour and 15 minutes from where Paige Bueckers will be the first selection. The odds are moving quite a bit in the WNBA's draft market, so we will get into that. But I do want to talk about what is maybe the best game on the slate tonight. I actually think that this is one of my favorite slates of the entire baseball season so far. It is really a lot of storylines, a lot of stuff to sink your teeth into. But in terms of performances heading into the matchup, you got to look towards Padres-Cubs as your top game. And that's with the Padres right now. We stop the count, stop the season, offering up the most impressive start of the year. The Cubs would argue, hey, we have the best run differential. So you could easily try and argue that through the first, again, 15 or so games, these are the two best teams in baseball. I am playing the Padres in this game. Their money line was down to minus 148 on DraftKings. Talking, you know, before the show, a little bit with the crew. Understandable, there's some love for Chicago. Feeling as if perhaps Dylan Cease is a fade. I am on Cease. I mentioned I was going to play Skeens to have a good strikeout game. I played a Skeens-Cease 6K parlay at even money. I think both guys will be going to the strikeout pitch in a bounce-back spot for them. And that is certainly the case with Dylan Cease. Rocked against the Athletics. Just four innings, nine earned runs that he gave up. But I think returning home, you'll see Cease be significantly better. And we saw Cease last year whenever he had a tough outing really have the strikeout pitch working. I think that'll be the case here. I think that the only way you could sell me on the Cubs is feeling as if Cease is just going to keep trending down. And not necessarily nine earned runs once again, but it's going to be a four or five earned run type of day. I feel as if what the Padres have offered up so far this season, while being at home with a pitcher on the mound of Dylan Cease's pedigree, this is a light number that should be closer to minus 170, minus 175. This is a number that opened up at minus 168, and I agree with that initial pricing. I do. I like the spot for the Padres as well, because I think for the Cubs coming off of the drubbing against the Dodgers, 16-0 on Saturday, and then beating them on Sunday Night Baseball, it takes a lot to get up and go again. I'm going to be back against that. Give me the Padres on the money line. Give me Cease and Skeens in a 6-plus K parlay at even money. We mentioned we're already on Churio over the 1.5 hit run RBI. There is another parlay that I'm on tonight. It is a parlay that I will be on for the next couple of days. For the next 3 days, every single one of them, I will put Judge and Bobby Witt in a home run parlay. You can do this a very simple through DraftKings process. They give you the no sweat home run on a daily basis. Just go about it like that. If it doesn't come in, you get the no sweat back. Aaron Judge is off to an excellent start to this season, and it is why he is a minus 185 favorite to the American League MVP. That's runaway style, by the way. He is minus 185. Compare that to foregone conclusion Shohei, who is plus 180 in the National League market. But one of the reasons that the Shohei number is being held back and the Judge number is running is a lack of challengers to Aaron Judge. Bobby Witt is supposed to be the most threatening. And a 305 batting average for Bobby, albeit great, is not good enough for someone last year who batted 332, but also had a lot more in terms of the home runs and RBI department. One home run so far for Bobby Witt, which is pretty disappointing because he had the power swing going throughout spring. I think here at Yankee Stadium, Bobby and Judge feel the moment a little bit, step up. If you want to go maybe a little bit safer, maybe a little bit more profitable, to all things depending, just bet each of them to home run, get your boost on them. DK has a boost you probably use today. FanDuel tomorrow, you'll have your Digger Tuesday boost. And just go for Judge and Bobby. And try and finish out this series. Four total home runs, maybe that's good enough to get the job done. I'm backing the top two choices in the American League's MVP market in a little bit of a head-to-head battle here. One that both teams certainly enter feeling like they need. The Royals are there at 8-8, trying to keep pace in that AL Central. Yanks drop a home series to the San Francisco Giants. Just a half game back of the Toronto Blue Jays, what do you know, at the top of the AL East, man. Some of the top of the standings in baseball right now. One, let us know, hey, it's still April. But certainly some teams gaining respect. And I think that's the case for the Toronto Blue Jays when I look at their pricing today, hosting the Atlanta Braves. But I think it's too much respect. Easton Lucas gets the ball here. Easton Lucas in the opener that he pitched against Washington, or his debut. This team was basically, this team being Toronto, the same number against the Washington Nationals. I understand the Nats were off to a much better start than Atlanta. Maybe I am falling victim to backing the Braves, though if you can pick your spots, Braves would be a good bet here and there. Braves were a winning bet, maybe not a good bet, but a winning bet when they needed Sale to get the job done against the Phils. This team has not won consecutive games all season, but they have not lost consecutive games since they snapped that 0-7 start, which came at the hands of the Padres and the Dodgers. So give me the Braves on the money line against Toronto. And I'll also back another NL East top dog. That is going to be the Philadelphia Phillies on the money line. Again, wheel of the day could be me. Taiwan Walker off to a really nice start. If you want to try and sell me, Leighton Raup's look good. He's not looked better than Taiwan Walker so far. Phillies at home. I think the Giants are getting a lot of respect for a great start to their season. A start I thought they'd be on. I like the Giants coming into the year, but I'll take minus 115 in Philadelphia. Phillies are a 5-1 team in their home ballpark so far this season. I think we're getting a really nice number on the Phils. Also, Nerfy backers, no runs. Slow start with Ryan and Holmes, Mets twins, at minus 115. We go to the W next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Game time decisions with you here on a Monday night. Some decisions will be made tonight in the WNBA draft. An easy one will be made in a little over an hour for Dallas, who will be taking Paige Bueckers, number one overall. Paige is rightfully a minus 20,000 favorite to go first overall. It is truly a foregone conclusion. The Dallas Wings social media team has even been tweeting out some hint, hint, wink, wink stuff. Why this market is still up? Just because it is. Now, you'll see the draft order there if you are with us on the TV side. And the WNBA draft is very unique in that it feels very often one team will have multiple high draft choices. Due to it being a smaller league, that plays a part in that being a reality. Here is a mock draft through the odds. Odds were as of around noon Eastern time today. Page comes off of the board first. Dominique Malgana was at the time minus 700. It is more than doubled to be a Seattle Storm pick at second overall, minus 1,500. Then you get the Mystics, who pick third and fourth and also sixth. So Sonja Sintron, who at the time was minus 140, is now minus 195 to go third. If you go to DraftKings, which has reopened their WNBA draft markets, she is minus 250. Why? Based on what? The same team is picking third and fourth. Even if Sonja is better, if they are going to, as the odds have suggested, draft Kiki Irfan from USC at four, what if they want to take Kiki first? She is the more notable of the two prospects, I think that's fair to say. So you could go about it that way. It is plus 170 for Kiki. That is now made even more complicated, though, because Anisha Morrow was a plus 105 favorite noon Eastern to go fifth to the newly minted WNBA franchise, the Golden State Valkyries. She is now plus 210. And the favorite to go fifth overall, Kiki Irfan. So, this is confusing. Undoubtedly, if you made me get in the mix, I'd probably just grab Morrow at plus 210, because if chalk holds, Irfan won't be on the board at fifth overall. And you can cash then a plus 210 ticket. I did go through some WNBA mock drafts. The most interesting I found was a mock this past, I believe, Thursday or Friday that came from The Athletic, which had Washington at four, selecting an international prospect in Justice Joyce. The reasoning was Washington could not afford the risk that Joyce would be back and still on the board when they select again at sixth overall, because essentially, obviously, Golden State would then draft Joyce at fifth. What is incredible to me, this is not a shot at the mock draft, just something to watch, because it was, again, something I can't really remember from other drafts. Justice Joyce is not even booked to be the fourth or fifth pick on either FanDuel or DraftKings. So, it seems like we're going to get an upset somewhere in this WNBA draft, but it is definitely, definitely not happening at first overall, where Paige Bueckers will go to the Dallas Wings, unless they trade the pick, but it still will be Paige Bueckers undoubtedly starting things off. We will talk some San Diego Padres baseball next right here on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With you here on Game Time Decisions. Mentioned, it is a big night for Major League Baseball. Coming up in just a little bit, 6:40, 6:45. Pittsburgh and Washington. Skeens a part of a strikeout parlay for me tonight. The Phillies and the Giants, 6:45. I'm on the Phils. That Paul Skeens parlay is tied to the San Diego Padres starter, Dylan Cease, who goes up against the Chicago Cubs. That'll be feeling pretty good about themselves, getting their lick back against the L.A. Dodgers. Of course, the international series that began the baseball season, the Dodgers took both games. Well, it was a 16-0 dominant rout by the Cubs. It was followed up by a win on Sunday Night Baseball. But when you have the NL West on your schedule, it means you're probably in for a dogfight. And that's what the Cubs have on their hands going now to San Diego, who have been, you know, I don't know if it's even an argument, baseball's best team to get things going. To talk a little more Padres, Al Scott joins us, writer for Fresno Sports Magazine, covers this Padres team closely. Al, we appreciate you making some time before a really big one tonight. I want to get your thoughts just about tonight's game and on Dylan Cease specifically, what you expect from one of the main pieces of this Padres rotation.
Well, it's not really a secret. He's coming off his worst career start this past week against the Athletics. Gave up 9 runs. Padres struggled against the Cubs in Chicago last week. They were able to get the getaway game against the Cubs, but they struggled with the wind. Now, they're going to go home where the Padres have been dominant. They've outscored opponents 52 to 11, at home. The pitching has been dominant. 6 shutouts in 10 games. It's hard to be much better than that. The bullpen has been the best in baseball. The rotation has been spotty, and part of that has been Dylan Cease. Now, Dylan Cease is a guy that if he's on and he has his breaking stuff working, he's a top 5 pitcher in this sport. You saw him last year. He was able to no-hit the Washington Nationals. He's a guy that, you know, he finished top 2 in the Cy Young a few years ago when he was with the White Sox, and he's capable of being that frontline guy. But he's not completely prone to the long ball, and that's something that we saw against the A's. He needs to be sharp, and he needs to keep his breaking pitches in a prime position if he wants to be successful tonight. If he is, high strikeout totals. Something to look out for, Jameson Taillon has some really strong numbers against the Padres in his career. We'll see if that stays true tonight. He's facing a red-hot Padres lineup led by Fernando Tatis Jr., who seems to be completely healthy and in prime MVP form like he was in 2021, in which he nearly won the MVP award before getting hurt at the end of the season.
So you have a really fun game here. But I think when you have the NL West, Al, it requires your eyes to kind of be scattered. And it's this incredible start for the division overall, except for maybe the Dodgers, whose expectations were so high after now the 2 straight losses to the Cubs. I think I would argue they're off to a disappointing start all of the sudden here. Do you feel all of the odds tell us the Dodgers, without a doubt, will end up winning the NL West? Do you think that they are a little bit more vulnerable when it comes to outright winning this division than all of the odds suggest entering this season?
I mean, if you ask my honest opinion today, I still think the Dodgers are going to win the division. But they are not without fault. And I think, you know, you look at the Dodgers this last week, one thing is true. They are not without holes. That bullpen is shaky. The defense is not elite by any means. They have a star-loaded lineup. They have a great pitching rotation. The talent is there for the Dodgers to be one of, if not the best teams in MLB history. But that does not mean that they're perfect. That does not mean that you can't beat them. And we saw this last week against the Nationals and against the Cubs. They are a team that is capable of, you know, falling behind. the Dodgers aren't the only good team in this division. The Giants are off to a hot start, and they are playing a very well-balanced team. The Diamondbacks, I honestly think they're going to make the playoffs as well. They've won 4 of 5. They're starting to get hot. I feel for Colorado. They've got some good young players, but they will not be in the playoffs for at least several years. But as far as, you know, those top four teams go, there's a potential situation now that, you know, divisional scheduling is down from 18 games to 13 games a season. You might see those top four teams in the playoffs at the end of the year. The likelihood is slim, but it is possible.
Al, I'll get you out of here on this. You mentioned to me before we got going, now the injuries have mounted a little bit. Is there one of the many injuries that we've seen early that you are more concerned about than others, possibly Jackson Merrill?
The Corona were for a very long term. I think the Padres will be fine. They signed Jose Iglesias. But you hit the nail on the coffin. Jackson Merrill, I'm not kidding. This kid was the best player on the Padres last year. He might be the best player on the team this year, and that's with Manny Machado and Tatis and, you know, Dylan Cease and King. There's a lot of talent. Merrill Madness, Jackson Merrill, he's a superstar. He lost for the Padres. And having to, you know, go to Brandon Lockridge, who's also now out, and now you're going to Wade, who's not very experienced in center field. They might put Jason Hayward out there. They just called up Connor Joe about an hour ago. He might be playing some. So it'll be curious to see how long Merrill's out. Hopefully just a few weeks, but we'll see.
All right, we will keep our eyes on it. Al Scott, again, find him over on Twitter, at Al Scott 1998, writer for Fresno Sports Magazine, covering the Padres as well. Al, we appreciate you making some time here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, great stuff as always from Al. I actually want to give people a WNBA update. And some of you maybe won't be surprised by this because some of you are probably responsible for this. 10 minutes ago, we mentioned the Anishimaro plus 210 price to go fifth overall, seemingly a little inconsistent with the market. Minus 125. Now a bigger favorite to go fifth overall than I've seen her in this process. A bigger favorite significantly than what she is on DraftKings at plus 150. I'm not betting it. I hope it wins. I'm rooting it in for you now. Because I like to believe a lot of you are why this moved. Maybe it just took one of you. Maybe you're just in the room at FanDuel Sportsbook right now. You're watching this. You went, well, we have an inconsistency. If that's the case, bring back the Real Dinger Tuesday. Bring back the Real Dinger Tuesday. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. Instead, if that was the people, let's hit an Anishimaro bet. I'll root that in for you. We'll be following along here on this Monday night. And we'll be following along the Major League Baseball board. Let's run through the card quickly here. We're going to talk to Tom Vecchio in just a couple of moments. Get his thoughts on a lot. Get his thoughts on a lot. Tommy V, man, this guy. Pro baseball today. Pro basketball today. And he's going to still try and make me talk a little about hockey. If you know Tom, you know he is. Major League Baseball card tonight looks like this. Skeen Cease, 6 Ks parlay, even money. Judge, Bobby Witt, homer parlay. 11-1. Twins match, nerfy. Dodgers, Rockies, over the 8.5. Sticking with that. Phil's money line, Braves money line, Padres money line, Action Jackson Churio over the 1.5 hit run RBI. Dodgers eliminated from the shutout pool. I have not missed one update from the shutout pool until the A's were shut out. Because I felt bad. Crew needed it. Crew needed it. But I'm going to have to update them. 21st team? I'm down to the Halos. Down to the Halos. Talk to Tom next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Come on, do it with me. You know what that is? That's the Yanisa Morrow number getting on a run. Now I'm hot. Now I'm a little upset. Minus 180? Who's in the mix out there, WNBA draft? Game time decisions is. Game time decisions is. I didn't even bet this thing. It's you out there in the mix. Or it's a coincidence. Which one do you want to believe? I'm not believing it's a coincidence. I'm believing we sent the dogs after this number. Minus 130 now on DK. DK didn't even know it was coming. FanDuel had the walls up. They tried to make a phone call. DK, watch out. Here they come. Minus 130 now. It was plus 150. All this just for Shanae Sellers to end up going fifth overall, 11-1. Maybe. I don't know. We're following it, though. I imagine Tom Vecchio has a pick tonight for the WNBA draft. If I know Tom Vecchio, the man does everything. Tom Vecchio's here on a Monday evening. Tom, always good to have you in the mix. I'm not going to ask you about the WNBA draft. I will ask you about the Major League Baseball board. Mm-hmm. Unless you have a WNBA draft. Are you ready to fire them from the hip?
I can't bet them in Connecticut. That's the thing.
Oh.
I can't bet any drafts ever. Although I can maybe pass along some information. We'll talk about it during the break.
All right. So up against it, Tom then can't get in the mix the way he was hoping. Tom, Major League Baseball tonight. Talk to me. Where are you? There's definitely some big picture stuff we can get into. One of your plays, we both could win, but I'm not happy about it because now we're trying to thread a needle.
Yeah, I saw that. So, you know, you like to say, let's get in the mix. I like to say, let's get in the mix like checks. And let's start off with Dylan Cease under 6.5 strikeouts. I saw that you have him at 6+. It is what it is. Cease is good.
Sure,
and I, on the Pro Baseball Preview show, I've been on record saying I believe Cease can lead the league in strikeouts. However, you know, we got to look at the line. We got to look at the matchup, all these things. So he's got 27% strikeout rate to start the year, 9.1% walk rate. He's got a 390 BABIP, which is batting average balls in play, and 11.9% barrel rate. All of those numbers are worse right now than they were last year. Granted, it's a three-game sample size, 29% strikeout from last year. His walks are down at 8.5%, only an 8.5% barrel rate as well. 7.74 strikeouts we have from Cease in the first three starts. The Cubs have a 10.9% walk rate. That's the sixth highest versus righties. A 20.5% strikeout rate, the 12th lowest. They also have a 177 ISO and a 125 WRC plus. Both those are top eight in the league. The Cubs are good at the things that Dylan Cease struggles with. I like the Cubs offense. I think Cease does well tonight, but he doesn't pile up the strikeouts.
All right, well, I'm going to need to get six, all right? So you're going to need to win that by the hook, and that's...
That's
the way that's going to need to be, because you in a check mix play of the day, I'm going to have to fade it to some degree now. All of a sudden, not your only strikeout play. No. Tom, what else you got for the people?
Tyler Alexander from Milwaukee under 4.5 strikeouts. Like, what is this line? And I understand that the Tigers have a 28% strikeout rate versus lefties. It's bottom five in the league. Alexander is not a starter. He is a reliever that has turned into a starter because Milwaukee is so thin with their pitching. He pitched a couple relief games. He then pitched 5.2 innings versus Cincinnati, 3.2 versus Colorado. He's got a 23% strikeout rate. Last year was at 19.8%. Are we buying into a 4% jump, which puts him at the league average, which happens to be a good matchup? Yes, it is good against the Tigers, but he's not a starter. He's not going to be out there for seven innings. So we are expecting him to exceed what he has done. And we're laying juice on that. Like, it was minus 120 on the over, minus 128. I would take the even money on the under.
All right, so a little under action there. It's a big game with Tarik Skubal going. I think it's a big, whenever you get a picture of Skubal's level. And I'm curious, Tom, for you, just taking a look at the price in this game. And maybe you'll agree, maybe, I don't know, you're fading Alexander, so maybe you agree with it. I just feel it suggests Skubal, if you had a power rank, team plus pitcher, highest money line prices. Number one feels like it would be Yamamoto Dodgers. Okay. You could argue two is Glasnow Dodgers, three is Snell Dodgers, right? Wheeler is up there. Is Skubal ahead of, say, Skeens? It doesn't mean Skubal's better than Skeens, right? Detroit could be better than Philly. This Skubal number to me is very noteworthy. It's very, very strong.
Yeah, I said this to someone earlier that, like, I think the line's a bit too much. I saw a minus 158 last time I saw it. You know, you give me a minus 140, which, like, may not seem like a big move to people, but it is a significant move, like 160, let's call it, to minus 140. I think that's where it should be, minus 140. I don't have a take on this game outside of the Alexander under. It's not like I want to fade Skubal. He's on my dynasty team. I need him to do well tonight because we get a two-star week out of him. But I think the line's just a bit too much. If people want to play the Milwaukee line, I fully understand it.
Yeah. It was a jarring number to me. A Manchurio in the game. I think it just speaks volumes to what the books believe of Tarik Skubal, the reigning American League Cy Young. Again, a big price, but a price that he's earned. What do you make of the Dodgers price tonight, Tom? It's one of those spots. They're going to be in every money line parlay. People will be laying 2.5. It's going to be a lot of Dodgers, Dodgers, Dodgers. Sometimes it's tricky, man. Teams lose 3 in a row, 4 in a row. It happens in baseball. I'm on the over in this game. I'm curious what you think of the Dodgers.
Well, I assume that the books have been cleaning up over the past few days with the Dodgers losing. And, you know, everyone throwing into, I know a lot of people were on Sox Dodgers parlays yesterday. Oh, the Dodgers aren't going to lose this many in a row. It's going to happen. There's really no effective way to bet this line, right? Even -1.5 is -160. -2.5 is -110. The literal only effective way to bet this is if the Dodgers fall down by 3, down by 4, and you can get them close to even money, like on the money line. Like, and then you just have to hope that their offense shows up against Senzatella and the Rockies bullpen, and then they eventually just come away with the win, a bottom nine walk off by Ohtani. Like, that's what you're hoping for if you can get them live plus one, minus 120. You just have to wait.
Yeah, I'm taking the over. Rockies, to me, 3 straight shutouts. They'll do their part. I think the only way I lose the over is if the Dodgers lose this game. Crazy enough, we've seen crazier things happen. But Senzatella is asking to give up enough to get this over home on his own. We're going to keep Tom here, ask him about the NBA playoffs, which are set. That's next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good It's Skyline time.
In the mix, game time decisions. Tom Vecchio is with us here. Tom, I want to ask you about the NBA's postseason, which is set. I know we've not got into that a ton tonight, but we've got a lot of time, and we also have Saturday morning where we have BATR, myself and Coach on Saturday. Tom won't be in the mix in there. Tom will be helping out the fantasy crew, which would be great, so make sure you're there. Before we do the NBA, quickly though, Tom, NHL, are you in the mix at all tonight on the ice?
Yeah, one quick prop, then we'll get to NBA. Ivan Demidov for the Montreal Canadiens making his NHL debut tonight. Former fifth overall pick from last year. He just left his KHL team. One of the better scorers in the KHL. The Habs need to win tonight in order to clinch. I think he scores. It was up at plus 230. The line has dropped significantly since then.
Eyeball bet of the day looks like Panthers Rangers under, but that's based on truly mostly nothing.
Yeah.
So, but eyeball bet of the day, Panthers Rangers looks like an under. Tom, NBA postseason set, the 3-6, the 4-5 in both leagues locked in. Saturday, that was the case. We knew it was going to be Knicks, Pistons, Pacers, Bucks. Mm. We did not know what the Western Conference was going to be. A lot of the chaos was avoided despite Houston playing their guys and a slow start from Minnesota. Denver won, Minnesota won, and then we went to overtime in the Clippers and the Warriors. Warriors could not get it done despite home court advantage in that basketball game. They're now in the play-in. They'll play Memphis tomorrow. But we have Lakers, Timberwolves. We have Nuggets, Clippers. Anything drawing you from some of the early numbers we're seeing pop up?
Yeah, let's get to Lakers, T-Wolves, and I really like the series to go over 5.5 games. It's sitting at minus 158. It's a little bit of juice. Some people may not like that. I fully understand that. But that's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting this to be a longer series. I think the Lakers win 4-2. That's the takeaway I've been saying on multiple shows at this point. I think they win 4-2. I will have a small piece on that exact outcome, which I believe was at plus 400 or 450. I'll have to double check that. But if we get to that game and let's say the Lakers are up, 3-1, whatever it might be, we can hedge out of these, right? If it's going to go past or fall under, I should say, we want it to go past it. We can hedge out of this. So I really like the playoffs in both the NHL and the NBA. Like if you think a team is going to win in 7 games or 6 games, there's multiple ways to bet that. You could take them on the series spread. Lakers minus 1.5 on the series spread. They win the series 4-2. You get that. Now you could bet on 4-2. You could bet on the exact outcome, whatever it might be, and they win 4-1. Well, you're still going to win if you have them on the money line, the games. There's multiple ways to get in, get out, whatever you like to do in the playoffs. That's why series betting is so, so good.
I've always enjoyed series betting. I say this with no ego at all.
Oh,
but
boy.
For two straight years, I don't know if there's anything I've been better at than NBA series betting. And I'm not saying like, oh, this team in five. The props, most points in series wagers. Mm. Those will remember last year there was a Derek Lively 200-1 lead. I think it was the finals in rebounds, which created an unreal hedge opportunity with Luka and Tatum as the only real options. I adore those markets. They are just starting to materialize for Lakers, Timberwolves. I take those. I mean, I take everything I do seriously, but I take those very, very seriously. So we'll get into all of that stuff when we do. I'm curious, Tom, do you feel the Warriors getting themselves now into the play-in, even if they advance and beat Memphis, is going to be incredibly damaging, or it's not that big a deal as long as they beat Memphis?
I think they beat Memphis. I think that's the take I've had for a while. Are you saying this is as in terms of what we should be expecting from them when they play the Rockets?
I'm talking about a team that is right now still booked with the third best odds to win the West, and if they beat Memphis, due to the price I'm expecting for them to be against Houston, they may go back to the second best odds.
Right. And
in the West.
Part of that's just due to the public money coming in and the books have to protect themselves. But I don't think they should be there. Right. I think OKC and the Lakers are the teams that we need to talk about, number one and number two. Like that's where we should be looking. And then after that, I kind of still like the Nuggets.
In terms of Western value or round number? I mean, I guess that obviously means round number one, but right, you're talking about
the value that we get at their price. Like it's a coin flip series, and I think they have what it takes to get it to. I know you like the Clippers, but I think they have what it takes to get it done.
The selling point always will be there when you're talking about Nikola Jokic, best player in the world, at a price like that. Tom, appreciate it. As always, we're taking a break. We're coming right back. More Game Time Decisions on SportsGrid.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.